When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Dan just jumped into the TARDIS. He's all ready. He's got the beret. He's got the goldfish shoes on. Tuft. Ready to be DJ Shagru. Esmeralda just stopped spinning. She was spinning for 45 minutes. And now she's Esmeralda the Heartmelda. Viggity, viggity, Vic is in the newsroom. And I am now Wiki, Wiki, Nikki. So 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Fridays. We'd like to kick off your Friday, your weekend, with a funky start. And let's get some Fly Jams in. Yeah. My request, my first request. The Weeknd, and I of course requested this because he's the musical guest tomorrow night on the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, which is going to be one for the ages, I'm hoping. Margot Robbie is the host. The Weeknd is a musical guest. That song is a jam, a fly jam. And you got to tune in. Alec Baldwin is going to be portraying Donald Trump on SNL. They've hired Alec Baldwin to do Donald Trump. And, of course, Kate McGinnon will be doing Clinton. And I'm really looking forward to watching it tomorrow night. So, and you got a good musical guest the Weeknd. That's Fly. Fly Jams Friday. Hey, by the way, I do want to mention this. This is I'm going to miss the next two Fly Jams Fridays. Oh. Oh. Yeah, I'm going to miss the next two Fly Jam Fridays. I'm very, now I'm going to be sad.
You could have them in your house.
With my light show.
Yep.
I'll get the laser light lips thing and just. So, all right. Yeah, by the way, I'm taking a few days off at the end of next week. I've got like a bunch of horror stuff happening. And then I'm going to take a week off. This Tuesday night, obviously, is my screening of The Exorcist. I hope everybody comes out. 4K, beautifully remastered. It's the director's cut, so there's extra stuff in it. It's only $10. Parking is free. It's a great way to kick off the Halloween season. Go to carmike.com. Then Thursday night, Fabio Favizzi is an Italian composer, and he is going to play the music that he composed for the horror film The Beyond live while the movie is happening. It's going to be so cool, and that's at the Music Box Thursday night, so I'm going to that. Then I'm taking Friday and the following week off. So, all right. And I believe it's Brian Noonan who is filling in the entire time I'm away. I think that's the case.
That is the rumor, yes.
Okay. Brian Noonan will be filling in. And when Brian fills in for me, he does do Fly Jams Friday. So you continue to have Fly Jams Friday despite. Did you guys give him a name? Does he have a Fly Jam name?
You know, I think the last time he filled in for you was before we all had nicknames.
Yeah, okay. Because it was a while ago, right? Okay, so you got to give him a name. Make sure he gets a Fly Jam name next Friday. All right, Nick DiGilio here. All right, now, Esmeralda, you were on vacation the week before last.
I was.
And you were not here when we debuted Belle Biv DeVoe's new song.
I was not. I didn't even know that there was a song at all.
Nathan, our listener, said, hey, Belle Biv DeVoe has a song called Run. And BBD is back, baby. So you ready for this? We're going to hear a little bit of it. You ready for this brand new Belle Biv DeVoe? Oh, I got so much stuck up, I love, but I believe in you, baby, so I never give up. Every time I buy you things, you play the game. You run, 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 and you run, run. Can't you see my haunted pain when you run away? You run, 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 and you run, run. I'm so, so sick of this. Give me kiss, can you split, tell me you care, okay. But give me time limited, girl. When do you run, 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 and you run, run. There you go, huh?
Not bad.
That's good, right?
I like it.
Now, does that mean they're going to tour? Because if so, we're going.
Oh, my gosh.
If Belle Biv DeVoe tours, we're going. That's it.
You know, I saw them at when they played The Taste.
Oh, and that wasn't too
years
that
ago.
Was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's new material from the boys. All right.
It's not bad.
All right. Hey, 815 area code. This is Squat. We all know Squat. Squat has requested one of Kevin Powell's favorite artists of all time.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Bill Withers, man. The king. You know, when Kevin Powell was the producer of the Steve Cochran Show, he would come in, you know, he'd show up around now for Cochran Show or a little bit earlier, always would request Bill Withers. Always. So, hey, by the way, there's video of Kevin Powell on a date, right? Or something on the webpage, right?
Right. They set him on like a double date with two girls or something. So
that's awesome. You got to watch that. He's a great man. I love Kevin. He's such a good dude. All right. So let's do this. Here's Timmy Thomas. Timmy Thomas, why can't we live together from the 815 area code?
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
That's good.
Is that the Hotline Bling? Is that a sample, I wonder?
It sounds awful. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah. Could be.
And Google is confirming. Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay. Okay. All right. Nick Giglio here on 720 WGN. And let's try. We'll one more before we break here, and then we'll come back and get your requests for fly jams. Did Jim leave a fly jam?
He did, yes.
Oh, Jim Hankey, our guest from earlier, vinylemergency.com. He left a request to play for Fly Jams Friday, and we'll do that a little bit in a little bit. Let's do one more before we break here. From the 847 area code, they wanted to hear this one. Song is a jam. Let me give you a little background, quick little tidbit on that one. That song is used in one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies of all time. He directed it. He's in it. Sharky's Machine, baby. You ever see Sharky's Machine? Dan, you ever see Sharky's Machine?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that movie rules. And that's the movie that where Burt Reynolds introduced Rachel Ward to all of us. So we can send Burt Reynolds a thank you card for that. Yeah, that song is a jam, and it's in Sharky's Machine. Which, that man, you know, I want to watch that movie. All right. We got the news coming up right after this. Yeah. One of my favorite fly jams of all time. It's been a while since we played this one. This is a... one of my favorite fly jams ever by Heatwave. That's called The Groove Line. That is a fly jam. A great group of Heatwave, comprised of a bunch of different guys, one of which is a British guy named Rod Temperton. And Rod Temperton, he played keyboards for Heatwave, but he would go on to write. So he wrote a bunch of amazing songs with Heatwave. And he wrote a bunch of great songs for other artists. But I guess he's best known as the guy, Rod Temperton, who wrote Thriller. He wrote the song Thriller for Michael Jackson. And he wrote one of my other favorite fly jams of all time that I also think is Michael Jackson's best song. He wrote Rock With You. Incredibly talented keyboard player, great songwriter, a major contributor to the world of fly jams, Rod Temperton from Heatwave, and that was Groove Line. That song is about as fly as it gets. Yes, sir. All right, 312-981-7200 for fly jams. Get them in there. Hey, I want to mention we got some great guests coming up next week, and I wanted to mention that stuff, some of it for you. Coming up on Monday morning when I come back, my dad will tell a joke and we'll review all the new movies with Colin and with Eric. So we've got that. And then coming up on Tuesday morning, Dan, it is Tuesday morning with Tony Hendra, right? So Tuesday morning, I believe, is when we're going to have Tony Hendra on. Is it Tuesday morning, Dan, Tony Hendra?
Yes.
Tuesday morning. For those of you who don't know who Tony Hendra is, Tony Hendra is one of my comedy heroes. He's one of the founders of National Lampoon. He is an extraordinarily talented, brilliantly funny guy. And if you don't know who he is as a contributor to comedy, as a member of National Lampoon, he is Spinal Tap's manager with the cricket bat. So if you only know him from that, that's, you know, I mean, that contribution alone is enough. There's a new National Lampoon album coming out, and Tony was one of the creative forces behind it. I am so excited to have this guy on the show. Like, truly, Tony Hendra, one of the a major contributor to comedy in my world. Like, this, you know, National Lampoon was, that was the best. And everybody who spun off a National Lampoon were, I think, the most important comedic voices of my era. And especially in the 70s. And Tony Hendra, who, if you just remember him as from Spinal Tap with the cricket bat, that's him. And he's going to be on Tuesday morning. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Don Coscarelli is going to be on with us. Don Coscarelli is the director of Phantasm. And he's going to join us because there's a big horror fest that's happening on Saturday the 8th that I am co-hosting with Steve Procopi at the MovieCo Theater. Six movies leading to the premiere of Phantasm Ravager, the fifth in the Phantasm series. And Don's going to be on to talk about how great the screening was in Austin with them. They had a big screening and a premiere of Ravager, and they had Phantasm Remastered. It was like Phantasm Week last week. And I'll tell him how well it went at the Music Box for Phantasm Remastered, and we'll talk about this great fest that's coming up on Saturday the 8th. They're showing Night of the Living Dead, the original Night of the Living Dead, Bubba Hotep, Nightmare on Elm Street, Fright Night, Phantasm Remastered, Phantasm Ravager. Only $20 for all six of those movies. Plus, there's going to be vendors there. You can buy stuff. There's a restaurant on the second floor at Bogart's. You want to eat. You're going to be there for 12 hours watching movies, so you're going to want to eat. So we'll talk all about that. And then Rich Coase is going to join us for the yearly pre-Halloween activity visit from Rich to talk about where Svengoolie is going to be. October is obviously his most busy month. So he's going to join us on Thursday morning. And then I'm off Friday and then the following week. So we got some great stuff lined up for the week.
So does next week, does Wences-Face show up?
Who?
Count Fartula and
No. That starts next week, October officially. I'll bring out Count Fartula and Fartenstein. They will be and I got the witch, the farting witch, don't I?
Oh.
Somebody, yeah.
I got a farting witch. Now.
There's a witch now that farts.
I wonder if they're all related.
Yeah, they are.
With Fartenstein, Fartula.
Right. Yeah. Fartula, Count Fartula. Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones and get some. Anyway, next week, great stuff coming up on the show. Tony Hendra, Don Coscarelli, Rich Coase, and more. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Let's go to the phones here. Don is on WGN. Hey, Don.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
All right, sir. What do you got?
I got a kind of a cover version, but they did it right. Boom, Boom, Boom from Big Head Todd and the Monsters, but they've got John Lee Hooker, who's the original artist, helping them out.
Oh, so okay. Well, it's Toad the, who is it? Big Head Todd. Why did I hear Toad the Wet Sprocket? Why did I hear Toad the Wet Sprocket? Because I'm an idiot. All right, let's hear it. Go ahead, DJ Shiro.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. How, how. How, 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 how. Hey,
yeah. That's good, man.
That is absolutely great stuff. And when they do it live, it takes them about 40 minutes.
All right, Don, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, man, have a good weekend. That's good, man.
Yeah.
Like Big Head, what was there? Big Head Todd, all I want is to be with you. Is that, no, that's Toad the Wet Sprocket, right? Why am I, how about Walk on the Ocean, Step on the Sand? I think that's Toad the Wet Sprocket, too. I'm getting my 90s generic disposable alternate white guy rock confused. Yeah. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, this morning I'm going back to my no repeat policy. I'm pretty sure you've never heard this song before, unless you were listening to a few months ago to your buddy Broham with Steve Krakow.
Oh.
Here's an obscure song that was popular in 71 from a band that should have made the big time but never really did.
Okay.
It's Fly. I think it's Fly. I hope you will, too. It's a group called The Mob, and it's called I Dig Everything About You.
Cool.
Whenever I'm feeling down and my mind is under the weather,
that's great. I've never heard that before, Bob. That's great.
Yeah, you got to listen to the whole thing. I sent it to Dan.
Oh, I will.
It's great, too.
I will.
Hey, did you see the White Sox lost last night? That guarantees they're under 500, and then they're going to bring Robin back, I hear. That's great. He's my favorite manager. Another year of mediocrity. That'll make 10 years in a row.
All right. All right, Bob. Thank you.
See you.
Take care. That's, Bob's always got to get a slam there about the Sox in there. Oh, by the way, he mentioned Steve Krakow. You know whose birthday it is today, Dan?
Who's that?
Steve Krakow.
What are the chances?
How about that? Happy birthday to Steve Krakow. Good guy. He's a regular now. Used to be a regular on my show. Broham stole him.
How dare they?
All right. Glenn requested this.
Said someday you'll find all who love are blind.
Great song. Beautiful song. That's the Platters. Smoke Gets in My Eyes. And Glenn says he requested that song, and then in parentheses it says, old school.
Yes, good to
is.
Clarify.
Yes, it is. All right, more Fly Jams coming up. 312-981-7200.
I did it for the grind. I did it for the hustle. I did it for the people on the bottom in the struggle. I did it for my comrades. Did it because I love them. Custom made, brother. Woo. And I mean custom made. From the alligators to the only Cassini right here, Ric Flair. There's only one. And I don't care if it's Tokyo, Japan, Greensboro, Richmond, Charlotte, North Carolina, Asheville, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, LA. I'm the man that's making it possible to make it out.
That's right. Jim Hankey was our guest earlier, and that was his request for Fly Jams Friday, Killer Mike. It features, the song is called Ric Flair, and it features audio clips of the wrestler throughout the album.
I'm just amazed how much wrestling, like, is this the new Scarface?
What do you mean?
And just, I feel like it's going to take over music and hip-hop, and it'll be like wrestling, Ric Flair.
It makes sense because a lot of wrestlers are, a lot of rappers are between 20 and 40 years of age. And like that was what was on Saturday mornings. And that was, you know, people watch. So
yeah. I don't mind it.
Woo!
My favorite is because Ric Flair is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best ever in the ring, on the mic. Everything about Ric Flair is the personification of professional wrestling, enormously entertaining human being. But my favorite, because for most of his career, he was a heel. So they used to cut these promos
and a world championship wrestling, mm-hmm. where he would be in front of an audience, and they'd be like in a big studio, and he'd be in front of an audience, and he would scream at the audience and stuff. And he was always like talking about how he had Rolexes, and he would flying in private jets. He always had chicks, the finest suits. At one point, he's like screaming he's screaming this promo, and nobody. If you just go on YouTube and just look up Ric Flair promos, mm-hmm. that's 10 hours of nonstop entertainment right there. But at one point, my favorite insult ever was he's screaming. He takes off one of his shoes, which he was prone to do. He would sometimes strip and throw clothes out into the audience and stuff. He took his shoe off and he holds it up. He's screaming at some guy. He points at some guy like in the crowd and he goes, "Hey, listen, my shoes cost more than your house." It's my favorite thing that Ric Flair ever said. My shoes cost more than your house.
Some nice shoes, man.
He's the best, man. All right. Here we go. 773 requested, this is one of the greatest fly jams of all time, one of my favorite songs of all time.
Jealousy, misery, envy. I tell you, you can't see behind smiling faces sometimes.
Song rules, man. Undisputed Truth is the name of the group, and it came out same year as Backstabbers by the OJs. And we always talk about this, Dan. I always forget which one was which. One of them is an answer to the other one because they're both the same thing. It's like Smiling Faces, it's people betraying you.
Mm-hmm.
Backstabbers, people betraying you. And they both came out like around the same time, and one of them was an answer to the other. Whichever one came first, the second one was the answer.
Interesting.
Backstabbers was August of 72.
Okay. And then Smiling Faces. And they're both great. I mean, they're both fantastic songs. And then Undisputed Truth, of course, they only had like two or three hits. They weren't as big. And do we know when?
Working on
okay. DJ Shagru is in his hut.
71.
Backstabbers was the response to... Yeah.
His TARDIS hut.
His TARDIS hut, yes. It's much bigger. Once you open the door, it's much bigger in there. That's a Doctor Who reference for people who, if you know what a TARDIS is, then you should.
You are to explain.
I know. But like the joke about opening the door and it's much bigger inside, that's right. People are going to be, what are you talking about? Watch Doctor Who. All right. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Bob Rivers, Grandpa loved the Rolling Stones.
All right, here we go. Grandpa loved the Rolling Stones.
Grandma just shook her head and said, "Kid, Grandpa loved the Rolling Stones. And when he heard Painted Black, he smoked bones. And when he died, they buried him next to Brian Jones."
What the hell is this, Harold? What is this?
I'm telling you, I got stuff nobody knows about.
Okay.
This is Bob Rivers. He does all this parody stuff.
Okay, Bob Rivers. They buried him next to Brian Jones.
Brian Jones.
That's great.
Exactly like the original.
It did. Exactly. That's great. All right, Harold, thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Take care, man.
Take care. Bye-bye. There you go. That's great.
Did Grandma like the Beatles, I wonder?
That's good. And they would argue about it.
Right.
This is a Beatles household. No, it's a Stones household. That's sort of the eternal question. Beatles, Stones. I'm a Beatles guy.
Yeah, no, I am.
I mean, I love the Stones. No question about
it. Oh, for sure.
But I'm a Beatles guy. All right, here's Gary on WGN. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Nick and everybody in Chicago there.
All right, what's up?
I'd like to hear, it's really good, Fly Jam. It's a Shame by the Spinners.
Oh, great one. Classic, legendary song.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. I'm sitting all alone on the telephone waiting for your call.
Yeah. Great song. Great song, Gary. Nice request. All right. Now, Dan, we have a special little treat for Fly Jams Friday that involves an actress that I used to really like, and I can't stand her anymore.
Right.
And that would be Kate Hudson. She had me fooled in one movie, Almost Famous. I adored her in Almost Famous, and then ever since then it's been... Yeah, you're thinking about it, right?
I'm like, what has she been in?
No. Anyway, she performed. Was she on? What show was she on?
She was on Fallon.
She was on, of course, Fallon. If it's not a game show, it's a song. And she sang, right?
She did. They were talking about their first concerts. Jimmy Fallon's second concert was in Vogue. Her first concert was in Vogue. And it was during a commercial break. And so she started, well, we'll play the original in Vogue version so people know what we're talking about.
Okay.
So that was the original In Vogue version.
Okay.
And so during the commercial break, they were talking about her, reminiscing about singing in concert, and she busted out into it.
Head hanging, something down, yeah. And I wonder,
wow.
I didn't know she had a voice.
That was good. Man, oh man. She can. Wow. Where did that come from?
Does that help you in at all to like her?
No.
No.
I will always love her in Almost Famous. Always. Because I love that movie. I adore it. It's one of my favorite movies, and she's so great. But it was like she'd never done a movie before, and I was like, oh, she's awesome. And then, like, with each preceding movie, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, she isn't.
And she did two movies with McConaughey, too. So.
And still not redeemed.
No.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell, which is coming up in just a couple of minutes. And here is Steve Krasan. Hey, Steve.
Hey there. Good morning. Good
morning.
We're going to check our portfolio today to see how things are doing after kind of a up and down week on the markets. Paul Nolte will be with us from Kingsview Asset Management. And then we will get you out of town with some cheap airfare for the weekend. We'll check in with Rick Sini at faircompare.com. It's all coming up next.
Great.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we got one more Fly Jam we can sneak in here. And this is from 773. Call me Sky for Fly Jams Friday. And the texter says that you can tell that this song is dated by the line, here's my number and a dime, call me anytime. There you go. Call me.